The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Our first guest of the day, our first guest of this Friday, Ben Willis, Managing Director at Albert Fried & Co. Ben, welcome.
Thank you so much. Nice to be the first guest.
Well, yes, and gosh, I mean, you guys down there, I mean, people throughout the markets, I think, probably a bit exhausted. It's been, I think, also kind of an exhilarating week, the volatility.
Absolutely. Exhilarating is a great way to look at it.
You know, because it can be a headache. You can win or lose, but isn't this kind of what everybody lives for to a certain extent, right?
If you're a trader, you know, this is the volatility is what we want. It's what we make our money on. It's what we thrive on. It's what our personalities are based on. So, you know, the slow, boring climbs up or climb down are not very thrilling and actually make you more tired at the end of the day than what we've seen the last few days.
So where are we now? What has happened to the market this week? Has anything really changed? Is there a new, a new floor under the market to navigate?
I think what's changed most importantly actually is for the bond investor. What happened with Ben Bernanke on Wednesday made it very clear that they are going to remove the punch bowl, or at least drain the punch bowl by the end of the year. And the following year, the punch bowl is going to be gone. Now, that's in terms of buying in the bond market, not interest rates. That's where the part where the market has to digest. But you see, as interesting as it is to see a 350-point dive in one day, that pales in comparison to the move in the bond market, particularly the 10-year bonds. So as much as I love to show off the floor of the New York Stock Exchange and what we do, the real excitement for traders has been in the bond market. But what I will tell anybody is these kind of swoons are buying opportunities in the equity market. I don't have the same opinion as the bond market, but I'm not a bond pro. I would tell anybody that the people who make the most money are those people who wait for opportunities like what we're seeing right now. This is a natural correction after a major run-up since the beginning of the year, and this is no reason to panic.
Ben, why was there such focus on the end of the year? I mean, Bernanke didn't mention anything about the end of the year. Meanwhile, he did mention mid-next year and 2015 as a...
I believe, if recalling his verbiage, it was that they would start the process by the end of this year. And that is a timeline, especially when you're in longer dated instruments. And I'll give you the way I look at it is the stock market looks 6 months down the road. So that's telling you within the next 6 months, the process is going to start. I would also argue that the process started with their verbal tapering that started in May, which was the highs of the equity market at the time. We've come off our high since May 22nd, which is when the Fed started talking about tapering, and they allowed the likes of Bullard and Fisher to make comments. Now, that being said, that impact is far more significant in the bond market when you're holding an instrument that's dated for 10 years or 30 years. But from again, this is a luxury problem. If the Fed sees the economy improving, that means stocks are priced either fairly or underpriced. And so this kind of selling pressure that comes from investors that are in the fixed income side that have been in the stock market, that's your advantage, because they're going to need to sell, and that's when you should be picking up the stocks that are going on sale.
Even if it's only, the difference of $10 billion worth of purchases, for example?
Well, exactly. But it's changed. The Fed has been the 800-pound gorilla in the room in the agency market and the U.S. Treasuries. They've maintained a market structure where it was a winner's game. No matter what you bought in the bond market, you made money on. That game has changed.
Okay.
And the people who had their money in that market are going to be a little scared by the end of the month when they see their statement.
You were saying that the punch bowl is getting drained. It will be towards the end of the year at the very least. Yet the economy is still very fragile. You know, inflation nowhere near where the Fed's target is, and neither is unemployment. So what would push stocks higher then, as you say they will go?
Well, I believe the economy and the way the investors around the world are looking at the U.S. economy and the Chinese economy in particular is that the glass is half full. And it stopped being drained. So the right now, the perception of Ben Bernanke and the Fed leading the bailout throughout the world from the financial crisis a few years ago, this has been a successful demonstration of his doctorate as far as the markets go. So they stepped into the market. They used the quantitative easing and supporting the bond market to supply money into assets. So the biggest beneficiary to me had in fact been the bond market, which is why you're seeing the significant change in that market. But that should be telling the rest of the world that the people that are watching, whose job is to watch the economies throughout the world, are seeing the glass half full, and the market no longer needs the artificial or manipulated support that was provided by the Fed. And that's it. That should tell stock investors that it is safe to come back in. As a matter of fact, it's probably not safe to have your money in bond markets where you thought you were safe for so long.
So you're calling for the great rotation then, basically?
Yeah. What we have seen since May has been the interest rate sensitive rotation. You saw the beginning of the sell-off in the bond market. You saw major redemptions in the bond markets and the ETFs in particular. And the ETFs are a very hot story today. I'm sure Bloomberg will do a great job covering them as they've begun today with a problem in actually trading and some firms denying redemptions of wholesalers in the muni bond ETFs. So there's a lot of noise in that market. But the fact of the matter is, rising interest rates coming from around the world as the central banks can try and troll their economy is a positive for the equity investor.
So this really gets to the heart of it, Ben, and I wonder how many people are jumping on board with your view, because you're absolutely right. When we spoke to Chicago Fed President Charles Evans way back in April and asked him how the markets would respond, is there a danger to this rally in stocks when the Fed starts tapering off? He said, hey, we're going to taper off because the economy is doing better when we do that. So
absolutely,
that was what you're saying. But on the other side of this, there are so many people, and I run into them in casual conversations if I meet somebody here on the street in New York or on our radio program, that say that so much of the rally and so much what we see in the economy is artificially created by the Fed's, trillion-dollar-plus balance sheet, and they are convinced that when the Fed starts pulling back, the economy will slow down, and these higher yields will exacerbate that. Why don't you worry about that more pessimistic argument?
Because those are the people I need to buy stock from. They're exactly the ones that are selling when they shouldn't be selling. It's a panic mode. I mean, that's the reality of it. Is that in order to buy stock, somebody has to sell it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the people that by all means sell them to me. I'd be more than happy to take them off your hands at a discount when they're trading.
And again, is that because of the fundamentals that you see in the economy reflected through companies that you're covering? Because I think that's the added gift that you market guys give. You see what individual companies are doing. You give us kind of that micro perspective that feeds the macro view.
Right, exactly. And the fact of the matter is the central banks throughout the world have used liquidity providing to float assets to raise them up. In my particular observation, I think the U.S. Treasuries in particular are in a bubble. Now, Ben Bernanke may be very successful in deflating the bubble rather than popping it, but this process is a way of deflating assets. Yes, equities have benefited from the as they usually do in central bank intervention, either moving interest rates up or down. But, I mean, I've been here long enough, I remember interest rates under Paul Volcker and what he did, and yet the stock market still went up. So keep that in mind. Rising interest rates are not as anywhere near as detrimental to an equity investor as they are to a fixed income investor. So while I understand the argument, I just think it's short-sighted in the sense from where the market is trading now on justifiable PE ratios in the macro sense, take a look at what companies have been doing in some of the worst economic conditions we've seen in our generation, and reporting better than expected profits year after year.
Have they
been clean numbers all the time? No, but if that's your job to look at an individual company and buy what you know. That's up to you to do from a macro, and I'm looking from a trader's perspective, is that over the history, from what I'm seeing and reading the tea leaves I look at, equities are going to be the place to be.
Are there places you'd avoid, though, Ben, like housing, for example, given your view, or technology after Oracle's earnings?
Technology is interesting because of Oracle's earnings. is one of the reasons why I think the market is coming under some pressure now, as we saw some highs early in the day, and we're almost flat now in the S&P. I would be cautious in housing. Again, I can't pick individual stocks in my role.
Sure, yeah.
But the people that stood and bought housing stocks when everybody else, like the people that stop you on the street in a panic mode, have made a fortune. They've quadrupled their money if they bought housing stocks.
Well,
if you bought bank stocks when everybody else in the world was coming to an end, you could be on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange.
Okay.
Bought the best stocks in the world for $1 and $2, and you've done very well.
So, Ben, we're going to give you some time, a few days, to think about what's the panic stock people are avoiding now, so you can come back and talk about what we should be buying in particular now. Ben Willis from Albert Fried & Co.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.